Our guest, Rob Unger, is a pilot. Of course, he flies for Southwest now, but he and I used to fly at the old Midway Airlines back in the old days when we were both children.
The cookie airline.
Oh, yes.
Much less gray hair, that's for sure.
And that's right. I mean, and you know, Rob lives down in the Chicagoland area where I do, and here we just kind of ran across each other when I saw your face and the breezy on the cover of an EAA Sport Aviation a few months back.
I couldn't be more honored to have that opportunity to share that airplane.
So we're going to talk a little bit about breezy, and tell for people that haven't seen it, Amy, what is a breezy? Or maybe Rob should tell us.
I'm thinking Rob's the expert here.
Well, I'm not the expert. My dad was the expert. Of course, Carl Unger invented breezy back in 1964. It's an open cockpit airplane. It's been up here since the 1965 Rockford Air Show, made its debut, and of course, every year after that. So,
isn't open cockpit a bit of an understatement?
Well, you know, you don't get in the airplane, you get on it.
That's right.
So there you go.
It's just steel tubing welded together, right?
No sides, no roof, no front, no nothing. Just sit out there and enjoy the view.
Wait a second. It does have wings.
It does have wings. It's behind you. The engine's behind you. The tail's behind you. So you get the full effect of flying at its most pure experience.
So, you know, was that your dad that was flying it and used to have the... I think you wore like a white shirt and a tie and a cap backwards.
And that was him with the red vest, and that was his trademark, and his slacks, his tie, and long. You know, he's just one of those guys. He just was a very polite, old-fashioned gentleman that wanted to share his aviation.
I love that airplane.
Oh, it's a wonderful machine.
I can remember how many air ventures I was at, and I would see one of those things cruising along at some nosebleed altitude, like 140 feet above the ground or something like that, and go, wow, you know, that is so cool. I got to do that one of these days. So maybe after the show, we'll have to reconnect down in Chicago.
We will definitely make that happen.
I think that looks like fun.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the engine and about what it takes to keep this beast in the air. Because, well, it's an antique now.
It is an antique, but it's a great design. And I invite everyone to come over and look at it. It's on the airfield today, right in front of the Brown Arch.
Wonderful. Yeah.
On the flight line. Please come by. I'll answer any of your questions. We don't really know how many are flying throughout the world. They are worldwide. We still sell the plans today. With you stick to the plans, you're going to get a great flying machine. A PA-12 wing, cub wing, you can't go wrong. Chromoly tubing, pretty standard, excellent, very strong, lightweight.
You do have to do welding, right?
If you don't know how to weld, you're going to either learn real quick or have somebody else do it for you.
Okay.
It's something you want to pay attention to. But the engine, the power plants are usually a Lycoming, but the original was the Continental, and that's what's Continental on mine. Continental 90 pusher. And the tail is made out of the plans, just the regular tail feathers, and you can come over and see the rest, and the instrument panel's right up front under plexiglass, and away you go.
That's just terrific. So fixing it, it's not like you have inspection panels much.
Well, you know, it's every inspector's dream. It takes just a few minutes to go through the whole airplane, pretty much, which is really nothing to remove.
Look at? Let's see, wings are attached. Yep, the tires are good. Really? I mean, what would it cost to build a breezy today?
Well, you know, a lot of guys, you know, in this day and age, they're pretty resourceful. So if you get, you know, if you want to buy a set of a kit plane or a kit wing, rather, it will cost you, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $12,000 to make them brand new, or you can just rebuild them out of a wreck, which the originals were. Depending if you want to buy a brand new engine, a rebuild engine, or what you want to do there, you can put one together anywhere between $15,000 and $20,000, even less.
Wow. And then it has, what, a complete glass EFAS cockpit?
Now, I'm thinking this is the antithesis of what he flies at work.
Yeah. You know, that in 2014, we had the 50th anniversary for Breezy. And Breezy's come in from all over the country. One guy from Prescott, Arizona, flew his Breezy in. It did have EFAS. It was amazing. It was a super Breezy, and it was just terrific. It's nice to see everyone put their little personal touch on it.
Well, how fast does it fly? What does it
cruise
at? We cruise
about 65, 70 miles an hour.
Wow, that's stalling speed to most people.
Right.
Yeah, landing speed.
Over
the fence.
You climb out at 55. You make the approach at 55, and it stalls at 32. So it's a beautiful airplane.
Wow.
It's really simple to fly.
That makes you feel a lot better about having nothing in front of you when you're landing.
Well, if you go any faster than that, you're going to get a facelift, you know, and then it's just...
So even with headphones on, can you still pretty much feel what the airplane's doing by the wind and by
absolutely.
The sound? And...
Yep, absolutely. It's an airplane that after you fly it a few times, you become attached to it. You strap on the airplane, and if you look somewhere, that's where you're going. And it's really kind of nice. It's like flying yourself, and you just look somewhere and you go that way, and it's super simple.
Wow.
Do you dream about that sometimes?
I fly it enough not to dream about it. So. But it is a lot of fun. I mean, the letters, my dad's been giving rides for years, since 1965. As a matter of fact, in 2007, there was a gentleman that was honored by the EAA, his name is Rick Ellis, as giving the 1 millionth young eagle a ride. Well, when they asked him how he got started in aviation, he said, well, Carl Unger pulled me out of the crowd at the Rockford Air Show and took me for a ride on Breezy and inspired me to go into aviation. So the guy that took the 1 millionth young eagle was inspired by my father. I just think that's really, really something.
That really is. We were just talking a few minutes ago with Katie Purble from AOPA about things that we can do to inspire young people to learn to fly or at least be interested in the industry. And you don't see that very much anymore at a local airport where somebody will say, hey, any of you guys want to go for a ride or something like that? We don't see it.
Well, we do it all the time. When we fly into an airport, and then if there's especially any kids of age around, they're going to be on the airplane if they want to. That's for sure. A lot of the high schools are getting more involved with their local chapters, which is nice. The Young Eagle program is phenomenal. I think they just surpassed the 2 million mark.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. It's a great thing. Many, many great people volunteering their time.
Well, do you ever fly with people when you've got a new first officer and you tell them about the Breezy and they go, I've seen that thing, or do they say,
you
what?
Know, absolutely. Rob, so many doors have been opened up by that conversation for me getting into the industry. And everyone knows what a Breezy is, wherever you go, and it's just a great conversation. Everybody loves it.
So tell us the truth. Do you really have to have a mouthpiece to keep the bugs from flying up your nose?
No, but I got hit with a June bug one time right in the forehead, almost knocked me out. That was a real treat.
So after you land, you clean off the airplane, then you go wash your face.
And brush your teeth and everything else.
Exactly. Okay. I think this stuff still
I was thinking
great.
He had like a Top Gun helmet thing happening when he flew
just,
that.
The old bicycle hat and some goggles. Matter of fact, my father's, which I use now. And that's all you need.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I invite you to come out for a ride.
I'm going to head over to the Brown
Amy,
Archer
you too.
And
well, thank you.
Take a look at it. I mean, but now, do you find that people want to build one after they fly one, or they just want to keep coming back to you to fly it again?
The first thing is they come up and they have a lot of skepticism. So they're looking it over and everything and asking questions. And then when they take a ride, they're kind of, oh, gosh, should I really take a ride on this thing or not? And after they take a ride, they want to go again and again.
Well,
it's just it's really addictive. So it's really nice. It's not for everyone. It's just a different way to fly. You know, and you don't want to scare anybody, and we don't. And if somebody looks to be scared or timid, and you want to give them they'll do it another time or something else like that. You don't want to scare anybody.
No, you don't. And I remember in the days of film, having to shoot from an ultralight that really was just two bucket seats side by side and, kind of a sling deal and the wing and the engine, everything behind, very much as you describe. And all I kept saying to myself was, don't drop the canister. Mm. Don't drop the canister, because I had to change roles in the middle of the shoot.
And you've got the wind and
It was a great airplane to shoot from. But it was a real problem for the photographer, and I was not that good at it. That
if you have anything in your pocket, you're going to lose it.
It's like a roller coaster ride. There should be a warning sign before you get on.
Well, how do you get a hero picture then flying the Breezy? You need someone in another Breezy in formation, right?
Or another Cub. They can take, the last shoot we did for the video chapter video on Breezy, we made the cover, obviously, in January issue of this year. It's a beautiful article by Hal Bryant. And I invite anyone to look at that. And the video is online. It's a well-done video. It was shot out of a Cub. And we just pulled up next to him, and it just took some beautiful still pictures and video. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But you would want to have your camera attached to you at this
Everything
point.
That's not attached, unfortunately, is going to go in the back where the prop is, which is not a great thing.
Right. Okay. Well, I can work on that. I mean, Breezy is a great thing. Where could people find out more about you and the Breezy and everything else that they want to know after hearing this, besides going to the Brown Arch?
After my dad passed in 2013, my mother took over the plans distribution. So if you are interested in a set of plans, you can contact me at rubreezy@msn.com. And we will get in contact with you, and we'll make it happen.
Wow.
That's terrific. Or you can just come out to the Brown Arch at the Old Air Show Center and take a look at the Breezy, and maybe, if you're lucky and your timing's right, you might get a ride.
Or you could certainly go up on the EAA archives and look at that January issue of Sport Aviation and find out a little more about Rob and how he did it. Well, Rob, I would like to thank you so much for coming to join us. And it's nice to reconnect after all these years and here on EAA Radio, which is AM 1210 and 96.5 FM.